Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betzer with my colleague Jonathan Schanzer. A surprising headline in Israel, but it connects with headlines elsewhere. Iran ally Russia said to agree to broker nuke talks between Tehran and Washington. This is Mr. Trump on the phone with Mr. Putin, as I understand, asking Mr. Putin to participate. Iran, you will recall, Tehran is part of the axis of predation. Iran, Russia, China, and North Korea. Therefore, Jonathan, this is unusual. Where is it going?
I wish I knew, John. Look, we are watching some very strange things play out right now where Donald Trump has decided to put a pause on the assistance to Ukraine. This is pleasing Vladimir Putin endlessly. And now we understand that Putin is being invited into the tent to try to neutralize the Iranian threat. We learned this just as headlines indicate that the Russians actually were sending advisors to Iran on the two different occasions that they fired ballistic missiles at Israel last year in April and in October. This does not bode well, I think, for the negotiations that Trump has envisioned. I have to say up front that I think negotiating with Tehran is a mistake for this president. I hope that we don't go too far down this road before the president begins to understand that legitimizing the Iranian regime and giving the regime an opportunity to obfuscate and to continue to surreptitiously work on its nuclear program is a huge mistake for the United States, and asking an enemy of the U.S., not just an adversary, but an enemy of the U.S. in Vladimir Putin to take part in this, I think further complicates things. So I'm very concerned about what we're seeing, what we're hearing. Of course, the fact that this has been announced doesn't mean that that's what we're doing. We know that this is sort of a hallmark of the Trump administration, that rhetoric does not often match reality. Sometimes it can. And so that's what we're waiting to see, is whether this actually takes the form of meetings or summits. That's where I will get even more alarmed.
I recall, I believe it was John Bolton who put this in a piece we talked about. Beware the talking cure when dealing with Iran. When it's cornered, it goes to the charm offensive to just talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. Right now, the regime in Iran knows that maximum pressure is coming down. The Israelis, as we know, are looking to take advantage of the lack of air defenses in Iran right now. We'll call the Israelis took out the S-300 radar systems, rendering all of them in Iran, with the exception of perhaps one or two, to be completely useless. So right now, the regime is weak. It is vulnerable. It is about to sustain more pressure from the Trump administration, and it knows what's coming. So if you're Iran, you take out the negotiation card and you play it. That's what we're watching right now. This is giving them a lifeline. And when John Bolton said that it's dangerous to engage in talks with the regime, he's not wrong. This will buy the regime time to continue to tinker with that nuclear program and to figure out whether they want to make a breakout. But in the meantime, they're going to try to negotiate the release of oil funds that have been held in escrow. They're going to try to negotiate the end of certain sanctions. They're going to try to buy goodwill with the Trump administration and perhaps the Europeans, who are often eager to engage with this regime. So when we look around at the dangers here, there are many, and we have to hope that Donald Trump does not succumb to the sort of rope-a-dope game that the regime in Tehran often likes to play with American leaders.
Isn't it useful to remember that Russia is a customer of the drone and missile factories in Iran?
They are part of a growing axis. As we like to say, John, at FDD, we talk about the axis of aggressors. And we are talking about Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea working together to undermine the American-led world order. This is what is happening right now. And so when Trump asks Putin to engage with the Iranians, he's asking an ally, a patron of the Iranians, to come to the table to advocate for a common enemy here in the U.S. with the Israelis and the Europeans. This does not bode well if that is what continues to happen.
Jonathan Schanzer.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.